Alex Waddell, and I was recently elected to a 3-year term at the Skagway Assembly.
Thank you. When did you find out?
I got the results same time pretty much everybody else did. Being an assembly member does not give you privileged access to that.
You saw the results for the questions that were put to the voters. Do you have any comments on those?
Yeah, I was glad to see the Petromarine lease went through. We want a good relationship with them. If they're going to be investing in infrastructure, it was important for them to get a long-term lease. If we want a diverse economy and use of fuel towers, then, you know, it was kind of a win-win all around for both sides. I was not surprised that the property tax exemption for seniors, disabled veterans, and widows went through. That seems very in line with Skagway's progressive nature. Home properties have gone up a lot. For the sales tax, you know, I was very mixed on that. I didn't necessarily oppose it in general. I argued about the number. I argued that we had put this to the voters in April and it didn't go through then. And so I was concerned that it wouldn't go through again because it seemed like we had already asked the question and gotten an answer. We tried to ask it a different way and we pretty much got the same answer.
What are you expecting to work on in your new term?
It kind of depends on what committees I'll end up on. Right now, I'm still chair of civic affairs, and I have been working on this Garden City resolution. If I stay on that committee, I would very much like to continue working on that issue. I think housing is something that is going to need constant work and improvement and something that I personally would like to work on. I'm also the assembly liaison for the clinic board of directors, and I hope to stay in that role, and I hope to find a path of peace and negotiation for the good of the community through that.
Am I correct in that it is the first time there is a gender parity in the Skagway Borough Assembly?
I don't know if it's happened before, but it's the first time I've heard of it.
Do you have any comments on that?
I think very exciting to see. You know, we all attempt to be gender blind or color blind, but it's nice to actually see it statistically backed up and to have that representation at the table. I think having an equal number of women and men is going to just have a more balanced feeling at the table. We all want different representatives that bring different views and perspectives. And we have 6 people at the table right now who are all quite different. And I think will represent a good portion of the population of Skagway.
Anything else that you would like to bring up?
I would like to say thank you for anyone who supported me in the election and that I hope to continue to work hard and diligently and responsibly for the community.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Sam Bass. I'm the newly elected mayor of Skagway, Alaska.
Congratulations. What's the first thing you expect to work on as mayor?
Well, right now it's budget. We're in budget season, and so that's our biggest concern. So we're beginning to look at the manager's budget, and we're going to see how that coordinates with the assembly's vision of the city going forward and the city finances. And so we're working on that. Right now it's mainly a budget cycle.
Who are you working with on that?
Well, we work with the entire assembly. Of course, we work with Manager Ryan and his staff. You know, they obviously develop the budget, but then we review it. We work with him. Tomorrow we have our first budget meeting. We're going to sit down and really make sure we understand his budget and what he's offering and delve into the details a little bit. And then see if we agree so that when the budget finally comes to us as the assembly, later, beginning of next month, then we're educated where we can make adjustments if we feel they're necessary.
Have you had a conversation with Tom Morfitt, the new mayor in Haines?
I have not. And I plan on reaching out to Tom real soon and just talking to him and making sure that we're both aware of each other and each community's concerns and hopefully how we can best help each other.
Do you know yet who you will appoint to what committee?
Not yet. Usually I'm of the mind that if somebody's in a good spot with their committees and they want to continue the work they're doing, then I like to support that. But there also can be times when it's good to mix it up a little bit and have folks try new parts and see new aspects of the municipality.
Any, you know, mid-range plans? Anything you'd like to see accomplished over the winter?
Got so many projects right now. I don't intend to bring any large-scale capital projects or other things right now to the table. But right now we've got rock slide mitigation to concern ourselves with. We got our new ore dock being developed. Hopefully this week we're going to start bringing down our old ore loader. We've got capital projects that need developing. We've got our transfer station that's coming together, just a little bit outside of Skagway. So we've got some big projects, and I hope that we can push those through, get to a comfortable spot this winter, and then have a moment to kind of look and see what's next on the horizon.
Anything else you would like to say as a new mayor?
Well, just thank you so much for your support, and it's very humbling to be elected mayor of this amazing community. I hope to, I'm going to work hard every day to try to earn that, to earn the position that they've given me. Just thank you to everybody.
Thank you very much.